The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling. Struggling.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Struggling.
It's John and Lance.
Gotta duck the gun.
In their underpants.
Struggling.
Gotta duck the gunshots. Duck the gunshots.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And this, Lance, how long? We've been doing this over 25 years, right?
I don't remember. And it just, it doesn't bother me. And I hate to start like
this is a day, this is a day Charlie Pelillo would take off.
I know.
He is not going to work today because they're just... I mean, unless you're a tennis
fan. I looked in the refrigerator, I searched for topics, and there were none. We've been doing it. This is our, 26 years of radio.
Yeah, 26 years now that we've been, well, this is our 26th
year. So you asked that. Why are you asking how long we've been doing it?
Well, because I don't remember less. And again, I don't want to turn everybody off, but some people will be happy that there's very little sports to talk about because now it's pretty much a holiday show.
Well, live sports, but I think there's some good topics to get into.
Yeah.
One of them that I saw that I want to bring up today is, you know, if you have Shohei Ohtani, I saw the article about, you know, potential trade targets before the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And the guy that keeps coming up is Shohei Ohtani because everyone says, you know, he's going to have to – he may require a $600 million contract. I don't think he'll get that high, but I do think it could potentially hit $500 million. And when it hits $500 million, like, to me, if you're the Angels, you pay it. I'm not letting Shohei go. But if you did trade Shohei Ohtani, if you've got that – you know, if you've got that Mark McGwire home run baseball or whatever, you know, whatever bit of memorabilia that you want to sell – if you have that, like, what could that bring back in exchange? Can you imagine how tempting it would be to deal? He's a phenomenal player, but you don't win anything with him. Like, you never win with Shohei Ohtani. You don't even get to the playoffs with Shohei Ohtani or Mike Trout, for that matter.
Yeah, but you can't.
You can't.
That's not on him, certainly.
No. I'm just saying.
If you get a Shohei Ohtani in your organization, you know, you win.
But they're not winning. And so
I know.
The point is, what if they could trade him for four high level, like a Juan Soto type deal, which I would assume they could easily. You might be able to get two high level prospects and two now plus players.
Look what the Soto deal has done for the Nationals so far. They're one of the worst teams in baseball.
Well, that was all minor league guys. They're not ready yet.
Yeah.
What's Soto done for – what has it done for the Padres? Nothing. They have a losing record.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he wasn't good last year, so that wasn't a good deal so far now. And now the Padres must sign him to a monster deal.
Well, when he gets that $500 or $600 million deal, whatever that is going to be, he's hamstringing his organization. He's not going to, you know, unless it's the Mets who just don't care.
Which it probably would be.
They just don't care. They don't care about the draft picks that they're going to lose. They don't care about the double spending that they're going to do. They just don't. Steve Cohen, he just doesn't care. So that's the only, and that's a shame, is that, you know, you can go get, well, look at that. You get Scherzer, you get Verlander, you got Alonso, you got Lindor, you got all these guys, all these stars, and you suck. I mean, so there is no guarantee. However, they're a team that you want to go see. Shohei Ohtani, wherever he ends up, is just he's an ATM. I don't know that you can lose money. I know it's going to be, you know, $500 million for him, but how can you lose money having Shohei Ohtani? You have to market that thing crazy.
Yeah, how do you make money? I don't know what the revenue streams are besides tickets
in your hometown, the jersey sales, the advertising, the eyes on the television, all of that is going to pay off.
But jersey sales, you don't keep your own jersey sales, do you? It's probably
NFL.
Two different types, right? The kind you sell at your hometown store, and then the MLB jersey. These are all questions I have. I don't know the answers. How do you make up that much money? How can a player pay for himself? I know that, you know, I think it's an open-ended question because we don't know. I mean, baseball is famous for not opening up their books, but if you had a Shohei Ohtani that, yeah, he's a phenomenal star of the show, but you still can't get to the playoffs through no fault of Shohei Ohtani's, but you're not getting there. Maybe you just need more players. You need better players around him. You know, how hard would that be to really – I'm sure it would be hard, but could you eventually get to a place where there was a deal where you said, yes, as much as this sucks, we don't have to pay him $60 million a year or $55 million a year. We've already got Mike Trout's contract on the books, and we're going to get five players in exchange for this. And these are all five guys that, as we evaluate, and we believe they're all big leaguers. And maybe two of them would be big leaguers. Like, that would be, you know, the Astros refused to trade Lance Berkman until his value was much lower. Same thing with Roy Oswalt. Dream, same thing with Hakeem Olajuwon. We saw all these things happen. I just, you know, teams are very hesitant to trade really great players before they lose them. They want to ride the whole thing out. The Astros with Kyle Tucker, I'll take it home. You know, your minor league system it's fine. It's produced some good players. You got some guys who stepped in, but who are the hammers? If you could move Kyle Tucker before it was time and go get three legit big time prospects, because remember, there's a lot of great players who were trade pieces. And then they grew up to be really, frankly, better players than the guys they were traded for. You know, is there any thought that Jim Crane, he hasn't done it to this point, but at some point, is he going to have to trade a guy like Kyle Tucker to help, you know, replenish the next wave up so you do keep that window open? Because I don't think you can keep a championship window open with Altuve, you know, on the back end of his career and all these guys you lose. Every 2 years you're losing a major piece. If you keep losing core players, at some point you've got a fewer amount of core players. At some point, does Kyle Tucker, trading him, become a consideration? I think it should be at least on the table.
It absolutely should. It's a shame, as opposed to just letting the
everybody
guys
walks
go.
All the time.
Everybody walks. Everybody just walks. And, you know, you get the draft compensation for the big free agent signing. You know, the Astros have just been in let's go for it mode and, you know, screw it. Screw tomorrow. We're going to just win now, and we're going to do it as long as we possibly can. But that –
also being somewhat careful with their spending too. I mean, go for it, but they don't spend dumb.
Nobody loses. There is no organization that has been able to withstand – the great player losses that the Astros have had and still stay on top. And maybe they're starting to feel it right now with their depth because of the injuries. They haven't had injuries like this before. So maybe they're starting to feel that a little bit, all the great players that have gone by the wayside. But if this was New York If this was the Yankees and they would have done, if Jeff Luhnow was there, put together what he had put, what he put together here, do you think they would have lost the Verlander, Springers, Correas, Mortons, all of the guys that they've lost year after year after year? And the answer is no, they would have just paid them. And they would still be, and yet the Astros lose them and they're still at the top. It's amazing. It is just amazing what this, what I think Jeff Luhnow is going to go down. It's, you know, there's two sides to the story, obviously, but and he has claimed that he didn't know anything and whatever. He was suspended and now he's out of baseball. He put together one of the greatest runs in baseball history. It's amazing what he has done. He's one of the best ever general managers. And you can talk about the toxic situation. You can talk about the cheating. You can talk about all of that. But this organization, where it was when he got here and what he did in such a short amount of time, there's nobody – I don't even know that there's anybody close. Nobody close.
Well, he was – you know, I mean, he won championships and built a team that where the core has been unbelievable. Four World Series based on the core that he built. So, yeah, he was phenomenal. And
They're still reaping the benefits of him.
And, you know, but the thing is, he didn't have to deal with the things that James Click – and now Dana Brown have to deal with, because his work was the hard. It's hard finding players, but then he wasn't here long enough to have to deal with anybody other than George Springer, I believe. Everything else has been, and I say that I don't know if it would have been any different with Jeff Luhnow here, because Jim Crane's still the owner. So I don't know if Carlos Correa deal goes any differently. I don't know. You know, I don't know if any of these deals go any differently. But if you think of the timeline, it is interesting that he was lucky enough in a sense. I really shouldn't say lucky enough. I mean, he got fired and kind of, you know, has had his reputation tarnished. But we never got to see him manage a team once it was time to get paid, because that's the hard part. My guess is this is just a fundamental owner issue that the owner's not going to pay. But I still think that you've let all these guys walk. When it comes to Kyle Tucker – and I look at this Astros team, and, you know, you see where the different organizations have the Astros ranked in minor leagues, and I'm sure they're looking at the highest-end prospects instead of just, you know, guys who help teams. And there's two different things. Really good teams need to have minor leagues like the Astros have. We got a lot of good young core players who are in their prime, where other teams need to have the next stars coming up. Well, I don't think the Astros have a bunch of stars coming up, so – dealing Kyle Tucker could be something that would be, you know, kind of like Randy Johnson. Look at the Randy Johnson deal. It was years ago. However,
yeah, but well, those I don't know. You know, I don't know. Did we know that Jeremy Pena was going to be a World Series MVP? Did we know, you know, we knew what Kyle Tucker was. Of course, we thought what Forrest Whitley was going to be, and he wasn't. But Hunter Brown comes up, and he's amazing at the beginning, and he's just going through his growing pains. But I got a lot of confidence that Hunter Brown is going to be really, really good going forward. I don't know. Are we sure that they're not still doing their job?
I'm sure that
the Drew Gilbert's out there.
I'm sure that you can't keep losing guys like Kyle Tucker. I'm sure that you can't. Like, the odds, realistically, John, the odds of coming up with another Kyle Tucker aren't that great. I mean, they're not that great. We'd be here. Drew Gilbert would have to be the next Kyle Tucker.
Right.
So,
right. And who knows?
But you need more quantity to throw at the wall so that somebody else sticks. I'll give you an example. Diaz versus Corey Lee. You know, you had two catchers. The one that you thought it was going to be, it's not him. It's the other one. So the more options you have, the more opportunities you have, the better the option. If you just have one guy and everything's on one guy becoming the guy, that's a little bit harder. I mean, don't forget, it was Springer and Singleton. Ironically, Singleton with 5 home runs so far with with the Space Cowboys in the minor leagues.
You know, he might be a better option off the bench as a pinch hitter.
Yeah.
That left-handed bat off the bench.
What a story that would be. If George Springer made it back to the Astros, you know, damn near 10.
George Springer.
Not George Springer.
John
Singleton. Ugh. This coffee's about 4 sips in. That's
it. It's not the coffee. I there was just a story that coffee is
so
not
stupid.
It's psychological.
It's not psychological. That's the dumbest thing.
It has nothing to do with it. It's not physiological.
Caffeine,
it's psychological.
Literally is used in everything. It is a known. It is a known upper. Caffeine, yes, it is. Whatever story you read, you always read dumb stories where, like, somebody says the chocolate can cure heart attacks. What? No. You know who put that out? The chocolate community.
No. Who's against the coffee community? Who would put that out there?
The water
it
community.
It was a study. It was by scientists,
yeah.
Not by you.
You know who it was
sitting
by?
At your desk?
The orange juice lobby.
No, they're not saying drink more orange juice because coffee sucks.
What do you think? So you think caffeine is a psychological thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
This would go against so much.
Yes, you don't need it. I can prove it to you. I'm not going to have any coffee, and I'm not going to call John Singleton, George Springer. Okay, and I'm not
going to have any stimulant. Coffee today. I'm going to see because maybe caffeine is not a stimulant. Oh, it is a stimulant. Okay, so studies show it is considered a stimulant, and it increases the circulation of chemicals such as cortisol and adrenaline in the body. In small doses, it can make you feel refreshed and focused. What is your dumb, stupid thing? Why are you even telling me this to make me mad? I don't know how you got me all upset about some dumb study news of the weird.
Let's break it here. You know what? Hey, listen. This is a fact.
Kyle Tucker. No, not yet, Not yet.
There's a study out there about women saying, who do you like, men bald or with hair? A lot of hair. It was unanimous. All women love hair on guys, on their head, okay? All women love that. So if you don't have hair, then women don't love you. I mean, that's...
Wow.
I'm sorry, but this is what the study said, not me, okay? I'm not saying this. All I'm saying is that you need hair. And if you need hair, there's one place to go. Doc Linville's been doing this, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years or whatever, and he's one of the biggest in the city because he's got the best process. Neografting is unbelievable. It is so easy. It's so good. It's not cutting and pain and blood all over like the other process was. It was terrible. That was just terrible. Well, the neografting is the best. And, oh, by the way, if you don't need the neografting, if it's not time for neografting for you, he's got the PRP that's going to stimulate, put the blood back up in your head, in your cranium, and it's going to stimulate hair growth for you. You're looking for the best way to get hair again. You're tired of being bald. It's okay. It's simple. It's easy. And it's basically painless. So if you're looking for hair, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pirate Radio with a license.
No woman ever slept with me and lived.
Now back to two guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least 8 states, John and Lance, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Houston Astros, Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez, and Framber Valdez.
That
they hate us because they ain't us.
Well, it's still about the cheating, and none of those guys, none of them were on the team.
Oh, wait, no, none of the three,
none of them,
Kyle Tucker, Framber, none of them. Wow,
none of them, yeah.
But so, they also, I mean, all right, what would they be mad at Yordan about? Ruining their lives?
For kicking their ass every year,
ruining their lives. Well, he ruined their lives in game one, actually, in game two. Then you had Framber.
Yeah.
Framber wasn't at his best.
Framber because he's the best pitcher in baseball.
But Framber wasn't at his best against them. I don't know how Kyle Tucker does against them. Did you see they were booing Orbit?
Did you see Orbit coming in? Yeah, how about they have a red carpet now for... I mean, it's so... Oh, my gosh. We are so...
But that's everything in sports.
Players used to just walk into the locker room and they get changed and they go out on the field. And now they got a red carpet. Oh, my gosh. It's so... Everything is so overplayed. We had the national anthem for the home run hitting contest. What?
It is kind of funny that people say, this group of athletes is so entitled, but should
we put
them
a red carpet out there?
Should we give them a red carpet and turn summer league basketball into a party? Well,
so,
I mean, you know, it is, but it's just... it's different. Everyone wants there. I think everyone gets jealous of, you know, I'm convinced that things like, for example, the NFL draft, right? NFL draft became a thing. I was telling people this in 15. I'm like, the NFL draft is becoming a major thing. You can see, and it had been, people had gone to LA, you could go to New York and go to the NFL draft for years, but you could just tell it was becoming a much bigger thing. I could tell. But the numbers I had, like my draft profile hits internationally, I had 15 million hits on my prospects over a four-day period. 15 million. And that was worldwide. And I was like, holy crap, when I found that. It was over 100 wow. million from January starting. That's back when we used to release them earlier, from like over the course of 12 months. It was the most hit. It had the most traffic of anything on the NFL.com site. Now, actually, the numbers have gone down, but not for any reason. Well, there's a few different reasons. But I realize, holy crap, looking at some of the numbers.
Because Roger Goodell is leaking emails, that's why.
Well, no, because, well, I'm not going to get into why. But it has nothing, I'll tell you this, has nothing to do with Roger, but it does have to do with the owners. Okay. The owners don't like to pay anything. But anyway, so you know, looking at that, I'm like, wow, this thing is really headed. And so they took it on the road, right? In 2016, it was in Chicago. And a bunch of people came, and then they went to, you know, Nashville, and they've gone to different places, and it's a huge success everywhere. Basketball's tried to do. Have you seen Major League Baseball? ESPN now is saying, you know what, we want to turn. ESPN's trying to think outside the box because they found that they can't really make money in just the ways that they used to. So now they want, you know, they got Slam Ball. We already know that, but they're trying to make Major League Baseball. They want to see if they can turn that into like.
Yeah.
NFL, and it's never going to happen.
The draft, it never.
The MLB, we don't know any of the players. We don't even really know any of the basketball players in many cases.
What? We knew three of the first four. Well, and Vanderbilt kid was in there too. But, if you watch the College World Series, you got to, okay, well, oh, it's good. Who's Paul Skeens? Oh, there he is. He's really, really good. That's great.
Yeah.
And he was taken first, and then second, and then fourth. The right fielder for Florida. Oh, great. And then nobody.
Well, and that's like, and the difference with the NBA draft, at least, is it used to be you didn't know any of the high school, you know, it was high school kids and international guys.
Right.
You didn't know any of them. But, you know, even we learned about Amen Thompson. There's enough coverage of Asur and Amen Thompson, enough coverage of Scoot Henderson, where we knew a lot of these guys. Like, you actually, the pre-draft stuff is much better in the NBA than it is for MLB. Yeah, I think ESPN trying to bank on getting some kind of pop out of Major League Baseball draft, I don't think it's going to happen. I talked earlier about the Kyle Tucker trade. Anthony wants to weigh in. Well, all I said was, would the Astros consider it since they've let everybody walk and got no real, you know, trade compensation for these players? Anthony wants to talk about the Astros in a trade. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just a couple of scenarios. So instead of maybe trading Kyle Tucker, what if they looked at maybe an Alex Bregman, who's been good, really good, not great, and maybe trade him and keep Tucker for more longevity, I think. And then the second thing is, would you guys even consider maybe Yordan and a prospect straight up for Ohtani? I'm just curious on your thoughts.
Man, I would. I would do Yordan and a prospect tomorrow. How would you not? I mean, you're getting an ace, and you're getting a guy like Yordan. I wouldn't even, as much as I love Yordan and emotionally it would hurt, from a baseball standpoint, that's not even a thought.
God,
it can't be
Yordan?
A thought. Yordan doesn't play as much as Ohtani. Yordan is already, at his age, is already missing a lot of baseball games.
Yeah, wow. I guess, but.
I mean, you'll have to cue me in on.
Those homers that he hit last year, you're already trading him? Okay, there's the headline. Lance Zierlein wants to trade Yordan.
Go ahead, put it on whatever headline. No, Lance Zierlein would trade Yordan for Ohtani. Absolutely, I would. That's, you have to take your emotion out of it. We need to start being. You know what? Jeff Luneau, I don't know what Jeff Luneau would do, but I know what Daryl Morey would do.
Well,
beep, 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 beep. The numbers and the data say that 4.87x minus 3 cosine square root is greater than.
If he was only a pitcher, Shohei would get $50 a year. If he was just a pitcher. he would get 50 a year. Look at Verlander at his age is getting 43. Scherzer's getting 43 at his age. Shohei at his age, if he was only a pitcher, and you get one of the best hitters in baseball, I mean, it's a bargain. It is a bargain. Whatever.
You could almost deal Javier and Yordan and say, you know, I mean, because you're getting a guy with Javier's talent pitching-wise and Yordan's talent hitting-wise.
Then you
look at the numbers from a, you know, if you look at the numbers, you say, okay, Christian Javier in time, even if you pay him early, now he has to come back to Christian Javier, but even if you pay him early, you might get him for $20 million a year. Yordan, you have a better deal on Yordan right now, but he's a $40 million a year guy on the market. I mean, you add the numbers up, that's a $60 million deal. So you could see Jim Crane, you know, that's a weird deal. But, yeah, if you traded, I mean, if you made that trade, you would be set at a pitching spot and at the hitting spot. I know that it just like you said, once you get out of the
emotional. Who would be the number one starter, Fromber or Shohei?
I'd make Fromber out of respect. Fromber's done this for a long time with the Astros, but who cares? You know what I mean? Fromber.
And you have Shohei. Either way, you got the other guy in game two. Holy crap.
And that's something the Angels might consider something like that.
Yeah. For Yordan?
Yeah.
And
Yordan's under club control with a decent deal.
You want to trade Javier now because he sucks. Okay.
Well, I like Javier a lot, though.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Javier's got a chance to be a Cy Young.
Four starts?
No, I don't like that. But Javier's got a chance to be a Cy Young pitcher during his career, 100%.
Yeah.
So it is one of those that could blow up in your face because, you know, you would have to basically, like, if you trade for him, you have to sign him. And how are the Astros, you know, you'd have to be committed to giving him, like, a 9-year deal minimum.
No, 10-year deal.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think. Maybe you could talk him into taking a hometown discount.
$50 million deal.
But what about a hometown discount?
He's not. I don't think he's from Houston. And, oh, by the way, our Japanese community, I don't think is that big.
It's not.
It's not.
Yeah. It's not.
So, but you know what? Astros. But you want to talk about Astros paraphernalia coming off the shelves.
Oh, my gosh.
With Shohei? Are you kidding me? I got to call in to find out what the split is with Major League Baseball and the jerseys. We'll find that out. Yeah. We're working today. I want to hear from Kyle
Tucker.
This
is a hard – these are topics – this is actually topics that should be have more of a discussion in that Astros office, honestly.
Yeah. I noticed you want to shy away from the NFL and the commissioner talk. Okay.
Well, I don't even know what you're talking
about.
Huge
story.
What story?
Huge.
What story? There's no stories.
How about ESPN puts that out the day after the All-Star game? Okay, well, you got nothing? All right, how about this? Let's drop a
bomb. Well, you know they've had that.
On the NFL.
They've had that. Here's how it works. I've got articles already scheduled, like my Offensive Rookie of the Year article. I have to turn it in the 19th, and then it's scheduled to be released. And they'll say, okay, your mock draft is going to come here. I guarantee you their article they had about how John Gruden's email led to Dan Snyder's demise. It's the whole article.
Well,
guarantee you they've had it probably for 5 days, John.
Well, no, I don't know. They've had to do a lot of investigative reporting. But they might have, yeah. But you have to worry about, you know, somebody beating you to it because you're asking all kinds of questions out there. So that's another thing. If you're asking all kinds of questions and you know, other newspapers or whatever hear about it, you know, you could be second to the story. So there is that as well. 713-780-3776. Time for you, Lance, to talk about your patio.
Yeah, I want to talk about the time. I spent out there yesterday. So one of the things that made a huge difference for me is I had two bigger fans installed, and they're with a downrod that is a 36-inch downrod. What it means is it's, you know, I've got the sloped, the pitched roof, which is, you know, the cathedral-style roof, and it comes down and it hangs much lower. And I had those fans blasting last night, and I was watching the All-Star game outside. And I got to tell you, I mean, it's humid now. You know, I hate humidity. And yesterday I was doing the cooking for Snacks' birthday. We had some pork ribs and some, you know, the pork belly and burgers, and I made all kinds of stuff out there. I sat down to watch the game, had a nice cold drink with me, had a plate of ribs, and it was nice to have that fan just pumping out
the air, pushing the air and circulating the air right there under me. And I realized, you know, it's one of these things where I can still enjoy my evenings out on my patio, even in the dead of summer here in Houston. You can imagine when we have nicer weather what that patio is going to be like. The outdoor kitchen, having the space to watch your games and listen to your music because you got the speakers in that roof as well. It looks great. They use natural stone. They have granite. They have tile, travertine, whatever design you want, stamped concrete for your ground. They show you the very best appliances. So you are going to have the nicest patio. It is not going to be a low budget, low effort, low expectation type of patio. You are going to blow your friends away with what they build for you, and it's going to add value to your home. It's a big differentiator when it comes to selling your home as well. And you have more fun at your own house. They're doing swimming pools as well. So if you want to see some of their work, just for fun, even if you're not in the market, go right now to TexasCustomPatios.com and see for yourself what it looks like to have the before and afters and how it can change your life. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
One wrong twist of your steering wheel and that'll be the end of you.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. This hour is brought to you by Damaris Barbecue's famous Hoffee Burger. This burger is layered with all the good stuff, topped with an onion ring created by Mr. Ken Hoffman. Try it for yourself at either Damaris Barbecue location. We picked up Damaris a couple of weeks ago, and JT's buddy was there, and he ordered the Hoffee Burger. That was a great-looking burger. I just don't want to ever put Hoffee in my mouth. That's all. But you can, if you want to put Hoffee in your mouth, you do that. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. 713-780-3776. It's pretty much a holiday show.
No, it's not.
I do want to hear from...
Don't let John say that, RJ. That's when he wants to check out. Don't let him say that. He's in Chicago. It feels like a holiday show because you're in Chicago with friends and family, but hiding out from,
if you want to know the truth,
hiding out from other people.
Yeah, I'm trying to win Chump of the Week again this week, so who knows what I'll say.
Aren't you the carryover winner until you're defeated?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't worry. And those numbnuts are probably just going to keep me there forever. Just because they...
What do you do the whole time you're there in Chicago?
What's that?
What do you do the whole time?
Well, actually, I've come up to Green Bay.
Oh, is that where you are now?
Yeah, I'm up in Green Bay right now. And
oh, what a lovely place that you are.
Oh, my God, it's perfect right now, bro.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, but didn't you tell me there's not a lot to do in Green Bay?
Oh, yeah, but I don't care about that. We're going to play golf. We're going to play all over. We're playing Whistling Straits on Saturday. It's just going to be...
So that's a nice course.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I played it twice there. Yep.
Huh?
I played it twice. It's nice.
No, you never played it.
I played it back. Yeah, I played it back.
They don't have a frisbee course there.
No, I played in 2007. I played again in 2012.
You've never played Whistling Straits in your life. It's one of the premier courses. Yeah, and I'm telling you this. You don't want to pay for it. I'm just going to tell you that.
No, you're right about that. You're right about that. I saw Dylan Brooks in a Rockets uniform. He was doing they have a hype video. Rockets have a hype video of Dylan Brooks. And it just was so weird. See, for one, Dylan's shot is so broke. I'm looking at this Rocket team. It's long. It's athletic. There's a lot of things I like about them. I'm not sure shooting's going to be one of the – like, Fred VanVleet has to come off that 34% three-point shooting percentage from last year. It's got to go way up because I still don't trust Jaylen as a shooter yet.
No.
The shot is just, it's not a very...
Amen is a bad shooter.
Amen's a bad shooter. You've got, Shingun, I think, is getting better, but that's still like a stretch four type
Jabari
guy.
Jabari steps up.
Jabari, I think, is going to be fine from three-point range. I think you're going to see him take more mid-range shots, though. I'm going to tell you this.
Cam Whitmore may play a role.
Whitmore had a real nice game yesterday.
Yeah.
Real nice game.
They destroyed them without... without any of their guys. I mean, you know, the MVP of the summer league left after two games.
Sean Whitmore was a five-star prospect. Whitmore has so much talent. It's is your care factor going to be high, and how long can your knee hold up? I think it's the knee. He said that some teams said, we'll pass.
Yeah, no. I think those teams passed because, you know, they didn't do their homework on him, and what teams did, they heard that he wasn't, you know, great. He didn't care about all that stuff, all that stuff behind the scenes, and it might turn out that the kid is really hard on himself. Actually, we've got a soundbite from Cam Whitmore, and you know he's a perfectionist. And after the game yesterday, he says, you know, he was asked why is he so hard on himself game in and game out?
No, I mean, everybody, I mean, from the coaches to the players, from like to the end of the bench, like everybody's, you know, picking me up, encouraging me, but that's just like me. Like, I'm just really hard on myself. I know what I am, or I know what I can at the end of the day. So that's just me having a lot of confidence.
Well, okay, so if you're really hard on yourself, effort should never be an issue.
Right.
It's the first box you should check. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, yeah, I know anyone can say stuff like that. You're a perfectionist. You're hard on yourself. Then there should never be a question about how hard you're playing, because the talent is terrific. Love the talent. See, and this is a conversation that frankly is a little different than what we're having with the Texans. I love D'Amico Ryans. I like the potential for Anderson and C.J. Stroud as your first two picks. Jalen Petrie's a dog. Damian Pierce is a dog. You've got a good left tackle. There's a lot of things. But frankly, John, I look at the Rockets and I see more just individual talent that Cam Whitmore, Amen Thompson, Amen Thompson, the short time we've seen him, there's some talent there, obviously.
But see, and you started off with Dylan Brooks. And Dylan Brooks being, you know, not – his shot is broke and all the shots that are broke. Dylan Brooks can actually turn into a Draymond, a Rodman. He can be an enforcer. He can be a rebounder. He can be a tough guy. He can be a leader in the locker room. He can give those guys, you know, the way his intensity is going to change the way guys play on this team. Not everybody has to be a shooter. I mean, I think that's why. I mean, we're all questioning, why would you do this? Why would you do this? I think this is the kind of guy he and Van Vliet. These are the kind of guys that they want in this locker room to change an entire culture.
So this may be a little difficult for some people to grasp, just because it's kind of an age thing, right? Young and old. So if you took a guy who you think would be an amazing fit in Houston would be Chris Paul. Man, just knows, you know, can be a distributor, can hold the ball, knows how to play as a professional, can put guys in the right spot. The players on this team would hate Chris Paul because he would be, well, at least some of them would. I think Jabari would click with him, but I think a lot of them would not like him because he's overbearing. He can be a pain in the ass. He's like he tries to dad you all the time. And Dylan Brooks is a guy who, even though he is, you know, I think he got too full of himself in Memphis, and Memphis was kind of out of control as a team. And you see the pregame dances they do. Well, guess what? The pregame dances and stuff, that's not going away. Players love to have fun. And I think Dylan Brooks, believe it or not, I was thinking about this. Dylan Brooks is actually, you made a point, John, about leadership. And you think, well, Dylan Brooks, that's a guy who was poking, quote unquote, poking the bear. I poke bears and did stupid stuff. Yeah, but you know what else? So players on that team seem to really like him. They seem to really click up with him. And I think it's because you can have the guy that players like and that does the fun energy stuff that's going to rub some older basketball fans like, what is this crap and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Younger fans aren't going to care at all. They're going to like it, number one. And number two, I think the young players will gravitate towards it because that's what they do, and they have fun that way. But on the court, you mentioned it. There's no question about how hard Dylan Brooks plays. So while you might not like some of the window dressing of Dylan Brooks, I think the team will really respond to Dylan Brooks because they're going to like the guy. And number two, he is a dog. He does play hard. He does play tough. He does rebound and defend. And I think Dylan Brooks in a weird way might end up being, because I was thinking, man, how are they going to find this leader? You know, what's the leader going to look like? Because if you, there's certain players that the young guys are not going to click with. Van Vliet seemed like that made sense, but I'd never thought about Dylan Brooks maybe being one of those guys. See, Draymond wouldn't have worked on this team.
Hey, after watching this for the last few years in the non-care, in the laissez-faire, Dylan Brooks is going to get, for some of his, I'm telling you, there are going to be times where just his defensive intensity is going to get, like, standing ovations from the crowd.
Oh, without question.
Well, yeah, because we can't be more tired of the way that this team, you know, has played. And they're tired of it, too.
Did you?
They want to be hard-nosed, and they want to be deep. They've got all – that's what they did. A lot of people are upset at what they did. This, oh, well, you didn't get Brook Lopez, or, well, you get Van Vliet, and he can't shoot. And Dylan Brooks, you gave him too much money. All of this stuff. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to become tough. And they hired that head coach. They hired that point guard, and they hired that power forward that's going to get – or small forward, whatever he's going to play. They've got those guys – that are going to make this organization tough, because that's exactly what they've lacked.
I think,
and you're going to be better for it.
I think the most ironic thing is there are a lot of Rockets fans, because Rockets Twitter can be almost like aggressively positive and aggressively blind to the issues. And I've seen some of the comments about all the younger play. You know, the core of players are this, that, and the other, and people, where are people getting that there's any locker room issues, and this is just a media, you know, this is John Wall saying this and that. Guys, the ironic thing is the Rockets believe all this stuff. The Rockets, who had to make the changes, made changes for all the reasons that have been talked about. Toughness, not enough competitiveness, not enough defense, all the issues that were brought up that some Rockets fans wanted to act like this is just some kind of narrative that's a false narrative. Then tell it to general manager and the new head coach and ownership, because I promise you, you don't know more than those guys. I promise you. This was an issue, and they want guys to care more about winning and losing. It's not about just tank. Tank was a big, like, that was a safety blanket you could use. Well, they're just tanking. You could excuse off anything with they're just tanking. No, a lack of competitiveness is not acceptable when you're trying to build a good young team.
Well, here's the thing. Listen, if you got rid of Steven Silas and you brought in some, you know, maybe they couldn't have brought in Jared Allen. Maybe they couldn't brought in Caris LeVert, because they were like, well, you know what? We don't want to be like 12th in the league.
Right.
But you know what?
If you're in the tank, then tank.
Let's just go all the way.
And you do it through roster build.
Let's keep Steven Silas. Exactly. That's fine. You know. All right. We'll hear from.
What a damning comment on a head coach. You want to tank, so you keep Steven Silas. Like, that's not going to go great on the resume.
About midway, or even a third of the way
through
the season.
You thought they were going to fire him.
He should have been fired. Let's just keep them. What the hell? Mm-hmm. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. We'll hear from Dylan Brooks, as a matter of fact, on the other side right here on the show. But first, we're going to hear from John Daspit.
John Daspit Law Firm handles, well, not always are they big cases. A lot of times they're monster cases with refinery blasts, offshore stuff. I've talked about the Astroworld tragedy that happened when you had the concert here, and John Daspit is representing several, I think 27 different people there. He handles all of those, but he also, in different class action type suits, but he also handles, smaller ones as well, individuals. He handles plenty of individuals who are out there who have been injured through no fault of their own, someone else's negligence. And I tell you, it's really amazing to see how John Daspit has been able to positively impact and change people's lives. And he does that through fighting hard for people who have been injured. And some of the injuries are really, really dire, and some of them are really going to cause problems for years to come. So you want someone who's going to work for you for your pain and suffering that you're going to have to endure. And, of course, you know, hospital bills, physical therapy, time missed from work, that should not even be a consideration. And yet, sometimes with some of these
settlements that are taken care of. They don't even account for all of that. So make sure that you have John Daspit on your side. You can call 713-CALL-NOW. It's his phone number. Easy to remember. 10 offices around the state of Texas. So if you have any friends or family in the state of Texas, chances are John Daspit has a law firm for you. DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com. 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
I'm going to make this fast because John has a tea time and Lance has more NFL work to do. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Trench.
Get in the trench.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, you know those Oxy jersey patches, Lance?
I do.
That the Astros have?
I had a guy in Dallas, an agent, who called me. He and his son were at the Rangers game against the Astros. And he's like, why are the Astros promoting Oxy? I'm like, that's not obviously not.
I thought it was that too, and it's not. But the team keeps the jersey patch money. That all goes to the team. So if your jerseys are selling, a lot, and you're going to get more. This person that I asked about the split and the money, he didn't say anything about the jersey sales. I'm trying to get that information. But he says it's got to be a big city. It's got to be a strong corporate base, pricing top 10 in Major League Baseball. You do get two players for them, but that's 50 a year, which is basically a quarter of your payroll for one guy, but you do get two players in Shohei, so that's different.
We were talking about Shohei Ohtani. Yeah.
We're already seeing. For those of you just joining us, we were talking about how you could possibly afford to get Shohei Ohtani to your city at $50 million a year, or maybe more, whatever that contract is going to be. But you are going to get whatever that patch is going to be on your jersey. You get all of that money, and that could be substantial with a Shohei and a winning team. I don't know what the Astros got from Oxy, but I would imagine that it's substantial since, their jersey sales, since they're on national television.
Yeah, but that's not
all
on jerseys you buy, though.
Deep into the postseason.
It's on jerseys. That's not on jerseys you sell. That's just advertising.
Advertising on
broadcast.
Yeah,
what would it be? Maybe $2 million?
Well,
I have literally no idea. Maybe I'm shooting way higher than it is. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Not
either,
enough to pay for Ohtani, but.
Well, I imagine it's more. It's more than $2 million a year. I imagine it's more than.
Because how many more people are you going to get into the stands if you have Ohtani?
A lot.
If you're the Astros, no, not really. Astros sell out there. Astros have a lot of people in their games.
They're selling out now, but you start not being great, and right. Those sales go down.
Right, and that's why you might consider trading a Tucker, because you want to get the next group of young guys. I'm going to do something called an Instapoll. I just invented this just now. It's an Instapoll.
It's called an Instapoll?
So it's an instant poll. Here's our phone number. I want you to weigh. We do, you guys have call to actions where you call in immediately. So don't be a bunch of chodes here and make your phone call and make your answer known. I'm legitimately curious. 713-780-3776. Would you deal, it's straight up, Shohei Ohtani for Yordan Alvarez and Christian Javier? You're trading one of your top young pitchers, and I know recency bias is going to have people probably more willing to just deal Christian Javier. But if he gets it back together, he's a Cy Young Award type candidate. So you're basically trading an MVP candidate and a Cy Young candidate for an MVP candidate and a Cy Young candidate and one player. Would you – now, of course, if that one player goes down with injury, you've just lost two players. So that's something to consider. But Shohei's also a monster, and he seems to be healthier than Yordan for sure. So that's the question. Would you entertain that? Would you do that? Do you have an answer? 713-780-3776. Just out of curiosity, I want to see where Astros fans are. Yordan,
Instapoll.
It's called an Instapoll. I just invented it.
Yeah.
You are
I've never heard of that
before. Nope. It's Yordan and Javier for Shohei Ohtani. Now, if you do that, you also have to give Shohei Ohtani, I'll just put his contract out there. We're going to make it $58 million a year, and we're going to do a 10-year deal. I understand that Jim Crane, well, we'll do a 9-year deal at $60 million, $540 million. I understand that Jim Crane probably doesn't want to play this game, or he does, and it's just a quick call. All right, let's go to Jim.
No.
Okay. Oh, it was Jim Crane. He just weighed in. Jim Crane.
Jim Crane just weighed in? Are you sure that was Jim?
Yeah. Let's get.
I don't know.
Go ahead. You don't think Jim would. Oh, Jim will play this game and he'll just say, no, I wouldn't do that deal. Next.
Everything that we know about Jim Crane and contracts, this is.
That's why I got to
ask. Totally against everything
I know.
He
That's why I have to ask Astro fans who have a love affair for Javier and especially Yordan. Because it is an emotional thing. Emotionally, you wouldn't want to do it. But I want to see where people are on emotion versus.
You're right about the injuries. They're starting to pile up on Yordan.
They really are over the last 2 years. And this is like four different times that he's been injured over a 2-year span. And we're not even over a year and a half span. And I haven't even mentioned the knees. I haven't even mentioned the knee.
The knees, the hands, the oblique.
That's three different injuries that have caused him to miss chunks of time. I'm just worried because he's a young player. So I'm a little bit worried about that. Let's get, is it Gary or Jerry? I can't see that. Let me get his answer first. Gary, what's up, Gary? What's your answer on this one?
My answer is no.
No. Yeah, that's what I thought. Jared, what is your answer on this? 713-780-3776. You trade Yordan and Christian Javier, but you get a player who takes their positions and their money, basically, at least what I'm expecting Javier to get, in Shohei Ohtani. Would you do it, Jared?
Absolutely. I would trade him right away.
Yeah, that's where I am, and it would hurt, but I would too. And I think this is an emotional versus logical argument, and I don't know that there's a right way or wrong way. There's just different ways you approach that. It's not.
I mean, look at
it's not going to hurt you to. It's not going to hurt you to keep Yordan.
Just won a World Series for you last year, and you're kicking him to the curb.
You know what? The same way that same thinking would have paid Carlos Correa. Pay him. The shirt says pay him, so pay him. And then Carlos Correa would be sitting there with a $30 million a year, 8-year deal, $240 million.
No.
That's
they
what you get. They
ghosted him, and they should have ghosted him.
See?
They should have never answered any of his calls.
That's not emotional. That's logical. That's what I'm saying. The Astros operate off of logic. That's why I'm throwing this out here. Clarence, would you make a trade for Javier and Yordan for Shohei Ohtani? Would you make that deal?
Yes, and I wouldn't even blink when you ask me that.
See? Clarence is the same way. I wouldn't blink either. Is that AMF? I think that's AMF. What's up, AMF?
What's that stand for?
I'm no, because I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Yordan on deck, clutch factor, when they made the pitching change, that's a team you can't coach. He's got it. He's clutch. I'm taking that over you, Shohei.
Tell you one thing you can say is that Yordan is battle-tested in the World Series, where Shohei is like, there's a thing y'all have in the English language, and I'm not sure I know what it is. It's called playoffs. What does that mean?
Oh, no. You know what he's got?
What?
World Baseball Classic.
I know.
That's what he's got.
Yeah.
We don't know if Shohei is clutch because he's never had a clutch at, he's never had a bat that meant anything. Okay.
Let's get Clint in here. What's up, Clint?
Hey, so since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, what do you think the odds on the Astros winning it all, if they did make the trade for Shohei, you're adding a bat and an arm.
Yeah, but you're trading a bat and an arm.
Okay,
that's
you
the
are,
whole
but,
point. You trade it, but you get one back on the same level.
That one, okay, which 1-2 starters would you rather have? Fromber and Javier or Fromber and Ohtani? I mean, I don't even know that it's arguable right now.
Fromber and
then,
Ohtani right now, yeah.
Yeah, and then.
But if you get an injury, what if he gets hit in the neck? What if Ohtani gets hit in the neck by a fastball? You've now lost one of your aces and your very best hitter.
Yeah, but you don't even know if you have an ace anymore.
Like, he has to stay unbelievably healthy. Well, but what I'm saying is
you
put
in Javier anymore.
But this 2-for-1 thing also cuts the other way. If you lose him, you lose two major pieces in one. You know what I mean? He has to stay healthy.
I'm going to switch it up on you. Would you, because the caller brought this up, which made me think about this, would you deal Bregman in hopes of signing Kyle Tucker long term? I would.
You only got, Bregman's done in 25.
Okay.
So.
I would do, well, and I mean, it's 23 now, but would you deal that? If I knew that I could take that money and shift it towards Kyle Tucker, I'm sorry, but I would do it. Now you lose, once again, one of your core players when you do a deal like that. But I'm also assuming if you trade him, you free up money and you get prospects back that are good prospects or a prospect that is a high-level prospect. That's another one that me playing MLB The Show, Lance Zierlein making deals on MLB The Show, yeah, I'm not going to think emotionally. I'm trying to keep this run going. I want to keep Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker as a hitter has more value than Alex Bregman at this point.
Oh yes, absolutely. But the philosophy hasn't changed. We're not doing that long 9-10 year deal that he's going to want.
All right,
that nothing changes by getting rid of Alex Bregman.
It's Trader Lance's Wednesday. It's Trader Lance, not Trader Joe. It's Trader Lance, and I'm going to put forward trades, and you can answer them. I don't know. Did you say you wouldn't do that deal? If you knew you could keep Kyle Tucker, would you trade? Would you let Kyle Tucker walk and keep Alex Bregman for two more years and have to re-up? Or would you rather get rid of Alex Bregman's contract now and keep a guy that you know is going to be a dude? That's actually a no-brainer if I put it just like that.
But I don't think it's these two. I think they're mutually exclusive. It doesn't matter if you have Alex Bregman.
Well, you have to know you're signing Tucker. I get that. Yes. That's the tricky part.
Well, there it is. There's the rub. We got to take a break. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. I want to talk right now about HRP. I want to talk about our payroll, which is perfect every time, which is coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. Yeah, we're coming up on our mid-month payroll, and it's always going to be perfect every single time. And here's the deal is we have commission people, we have hourly people, we have salary people, we have all different types of payroll that have to be done. It has to be done perfectly. It has to be done, you know, and you have to know exactly what you're doing. The technology is second to none at HRP. That there's no payroll issue that they could ever have. They've seen it all. They know it all. They're going to get it done for you. It's not a problem. They will customize your – they're going to come and customize a plan for your business, because all businesses are not the same. You have different needs than we have, and you have different issues than we have. You have HR, and if you have you have an HR department that's just growing and it's getting out of control, a payroll department that's growing and it's getting out of control, that you're spending too much money on these two things, well, then go with ours, because we're not spending too much money. They are economical for us. It's the best plan for us, and it'll be the best plan for you too. So if you're looking for a payroll and HR company and you're not completely satisfied with yours, or you don't have one, let's go. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
We're ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, thriving on chaos.
I'm here to kill chaos. That's my chaos.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save